Boards and Commissions Subcommittee Meeting, November 20th, 2018.
My God, there's a mile, but if you had an accident within that mile, you couldn't even call 911, because you have no cell service.
We know each other where we're at.
It is 2 o'clock, and we did have a quorum.
Yes, exactly.
A lot of people didn't know that.
Yep.
All right, we're going to just go ahead and call this meeting to order and hope we get a quorum.
Penny's here.
I know, we've got...
Him and Penn, right?
All right, yeah. Folks, this is the Boards and Commissions meeting. It is slightly after 2 o'clock. I am Councilwoman Diller, co-chair of Boards and Commissions, and we are joined here by Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, Bell, Street, Smiley, Woods. Thank you for all attending. May I have a motion on the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, folks, we have several county executive appointments and reappointments, and Mr. Daigle, if you would like to come and introduce yourself and give us a few words of wisdom about your interest in all of this, please do. And we've been joined by Councilman Cartier.
Well, sure. Thank you, Councilwoman. So I'm Joseph Daigle. I'm sure that my resume has been circulated with all of you for the planning board. I have always had a strong compulsion to serve the community. And I've been on a number of boards of nonprofits and do a lot of volunteering around the community, which has kept me in touch with people all across the county. And one example of my involvement was actually this. Several months ago, I actually ran in the Democratic primary for Brian Short's seat, if you may recognize my name. And, was very involved in the community, very well connected to people all across the county. I'm an investment analyst during the day for a small investment management firm. So what that really means is that I love digging into details and really putting myself in the weeds to analyze and make sure that the decisions that we make as a board would be most informed. And that's really what I do.
Thank you, and thank you for your offer of service. We've been joined by Councilwoman Durham. Are there any questions, Mr. Cartier?
I just want to thank Mr. Daigle for volunteering and stepping up to serve on our Newcastle County Planning Board, which is a board that gives us advisory opinions on major development plans, is involved in drafting legislation related to land use, looking at our land use planning across the county. It's a very important board. I think you'll find it is going to be challenging and interesting, and I really do thank you for volunteering to serve during the county government in this role, and I look forward to, I think you will bring a fresh perspective and a better vision to the community planning board.
Okay.
So don't be afraid to speak up and weigh in on the issues that you are going to be deliberating over.
We've been joined by Mr. Carter. Thank you. Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Any other questions for Mr. Daigle? All right. Your reputation precedes you, obviously, and thank you very much. We look forward to seeing you and your participation on the planning board. Thank you.
Thank you.
And this will be voted on this evening, and you don't have to be present for the vote, but just to let you know the disposition of what's next. So
thank you.
All right. Our next appointment is Mr. Hall for the Fire and Ambulance Board. Mr. Hall, if you'd like to come forward.
Thank you, Madam Council Grant.
Thank you so much for your willingness to serve, and just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I am a 39-year volunteer of the fire service, all with the Townsend Fire Department. I've served a multitude of offices from the lower line to chief and as well as president. I've served as county president of the Fire Chiefs Association and just completed my term as president of the State Chiefs Association. Each one of those commitments is a three-year term for both, so it was a six-year venture finishing up. I was approached by the president of our department and asked me if I would consider filling Frank Gant's shoes. Due to some medical conditions with his family, he's opted to step down, and I graciously accepted that that recommendation and appointment from that department, and as well as my neighboring departments, Odessa and Middletown. I pretty much bring a lot of diversity as far as I'm well aware of the fire service, the needs, and the needs of the county as it pertains to the fire and ambulance side of the business. So that's pretty much it.
Well, thank you. Are there any questions from council? Mr. Bell.
Just a comment, no questions. Known Andy for a long time. And as he said, 39-year veteran of the Volunteer Fire Service. You know, when you come up through the rank and file in the fire department and you're able to serve and be elected by your peers to not only serve as chief, but the president of the company, you know, you learn a lot, not just from the operational side, but administrating. His involvement in the past with the County Fire Chiefs Association, and then to go on to the State Fire Chiefs Association, which comprises 60 total volunteer fire departments throughout the state, 21 in Newcastle County, is just a tremendous feat. And so, so his experience, his commitment, and serving others in the Volunteer Fire Rescue and EMS service. If you look at his bio, you'll see that not only continually active, but has been recognized in so many different ways by the county, his company, and by the state association. I can think of no one better to fill Frank Gant's boots in the MOT area, MOTP. You know, than Andy. And, you know, he mentioned about having an overall knowledge of both, you know, the operational, the needs and everything. And as I've said many times on council, it would be great to have the chief as the on the fire and ambulance advisory board, because we have a lot ahead of us, a lot of decisions to make, and we need to not only totally learn more about the service, but also what it needs to continue in the future as a volunteer system. It's volunteer, it's paid today, they manage their own, but if we're not careful, we could end up owning a countywide fire department. But Andy brings a tremendous amount to the table, and like I said, I just welcome you. I thank you for you know, accepting, you know, the challenge and commitment, and you'll do no less than what you've done in every other position you've held. You've always been here and done a stellar leader.
Appreciate the kind words.
Any other questions? Yes, Mr. Cartier.
Yes, Mr. Hall, I'd just like to sincerely thank you on behalf of myself, and I hope the rest of Newcastle County Council, for you know, volunteering and leading for 39 years in the Volunteer Fire Service, and once again stepping up to volunteer your expertise to help with the Fire and Ambulance Board, and we look forward to your service with that board.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Hall, thank you so much for coming, and I made a mistake. These will be voted on, these appointments will be voted on the 27th, so thank you again.
Very good, thank you.
Take care. You do not have to worry. We do not hold people.
You're good to go.
You don't have to pay any more for parking than you have to. Yes.
Stay safe.
Thank you. Ms. Castorani, am I saying that correctly?
Yes, Castorani.
Thanks. And you are a candidate for the Hokesson draft.
Yes. Yes. There's a slight correction in the fact that I was on the draft when it was established.
Okay.
I don't have that exact date, and I served for several years.
Okay.
I resigned to work harder on the Hokesson Business Association, so I thrust all my energies in that direction, and I'm ready to go back on the draft if they'll have me.
Terrific. And I just wanted to make a note that we've been joined by Councilman Hollins. Are there any questions? Yes, Ms. Kilpatrick.
Not a question, just a statement. I've known Peg for quite a few years. She and her husband own a local business in Hockessin, and they also live in Hockessin. So considering that DRACs are comprised of business people and property owners, she could fit in either side of that equation. She has been very, very active in everything that has gone on in the Hockessin area, regularly attends GATA meetings, has been involved in the business association and is the chairperson of that organization. This year, that organization was put back together just a couple of, 5 years ago or something like that, and it's made a big difference in how they are able to work together, advertise together, do events together. So I know that she is a leader. I know that she is a person that can make a difference within the community, and I'm very happy to be able to, even though it has taken a long time to get through this process, I'm very happy that she is going to be elected onto the DRAC.
Thank you so much. Any other questions or comments from council? Well, again, this will be voted on the 27th. You don't have to be present for the vote, but we thank you for your service, and we look forward to hearing great things from the Hockessin DRAC.
Thank you very much, and thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
At this point, we have one county executive reappointment, and that would be Paula Jenkins Massey. You had received her bio, and if anybody had questions or has questions before the 27th, feel free to reach out to her. So we did not bring her in. The other reappointment is Bob Ralston to the Ethics Commission. And again, feel free to reach out to him if you have questions. But we did not hear from anybody, so we did not bring him in for the reappointment. And that's what I've got before I... wait a minute. No. I'm supposed to turn this over to Tim for the personnel.
You can still run it.
I do not want to run it.
You just hand it over to him when he comes back in as a co-chair of personnel.
Okay. For those of you who are new on council, just a few details. About 75% of our boards and commissions appointments come from the county executive side. We do have, and it's pretty clearly marked on the spreadsheet where we have the appointment authority. One thing I would say is that we have, and we've been joined by Councilman Tackett, is that, it's very helpful. If you encourage constituents that have the skill set for that particular board and commission, if you encourage them to apply. Right now, and I'll sort of, since we can't find Tim, I'll just mention that with the Board of Assessment, the chair is appointed by the county executive, but we have the rest of the appointments. Come January, we will have 3 appointments needed for the Board of Assessment. So, and remember, that was the piece of legislation that we worked on most of last year that kind of upped the ante for people who serve on the Board of Assessment, because basically this is a really important board in terms of county finances. So I think that if you know folks who are interested in serving, please let us know. I'm going to follow up with Tony Felicia, who's the current chair. Let Mr. Hardman know, probably 6 months ago, that he was going to transition off in January. So we've known that. That's a big appointment to deal with, but that is a county executive appointment. But there are a number of people who have transitioned off, and we really need to look for those folks. And Tim, would you like to be now or later?
We'll just continue talking.
If you're finished talking and can't find nothing else to talk about, I'll...
Well, I'm sure I could find plenty of things to talk about, but I don't want to steal your thunder, so you can go with it. And I'll be glad to move to the side if you want me to.
No.
But you have to stay there and chair it.
Yeah, you have to stay there and chair it. You just defer to me.
All right, I'm deferring.
Okay. I was getting phone calls from different people about boards and commissions. I know Mr. Woods, he actually sent an official email out. And to my surprise, I thought, the way I understood, but I was corrected, and I agree that I was wrong, that we, as personnel chairs, made a suggestion and then everybody voted for it. That's not the way it happened. So we did send an email out to the president, she's not here, to say what the board and commissions would look like, if she had any problems, everything would be, you know, she could stop it. So she's not here at the moment, so she did call me, we did talk, and she wanted to be able to put the recommendations in. Now, I just got a phone call from somebody else that she was okay with everything. But that was from a third party. That wasn't from her. So I can't go with that. So the only thing I can say is I know there was an aid, a hiring at the second column on number 5 that has to be done or talked about immediately. So I'd like to just go into that and turn the floor over to Councilwoman Durham to talk about it and come up with a name and vote.
Well, I guess I had wanted to talk to Nellie about this beforehand, but I was tied up all day with other meetings, so we didn't get a chance to really talk about it. But and my thinking has changed a little bit, not tremendously, I guess, since the emails 10 days ago or whenever it was. But I guess what I'd like to propose is... my thought was just to have Lou come back for a transitionary period. I've already started actually interviewing candidates for to hire. Dave and I had talked about, I know Dave's going to post the job, but I'm thinking that I might not do a formal posting. I already have half a dozen candidates that I'm interviewing. So my thinking was, and it took me over a week just to find out kind of where Lou has not been officially terminated by the county, so he's still officially a staff member as far as the county records go or whatever. So anyway, I guess I don't know if I need to propose a motion or just discussion on whether it'd be possible for him to come back just temporarily until I can hire someone else and then he could transition with them. And
I'd like to see if somebody's from, which I don't see, HR here from the other side to know about the termination part, because I'm not...
Well, we've talked with them, even at the county office.
Yes.
They're fine. As far as they're concerned, he's still here.
I'd like for them to tell, just like I just said, the third party told me about Karen Hartley-Nagel.
Well, you can spend 10 days going around and around and around with them then, because that's how long it took me to get an actual answer. And what they said was, it's actually up to us, because county, as I'm sure you know better than I, county council actually works a little bit differently than most county employees. So it's really up to us. And they're just waiting to hear from us.
I guess it's St. George's hand first and then John.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking to drag things out. We may want to get an opinion of the law, because the council rules state that the council member loses an election.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Terminated the next day.
Yeah.
Lou has not. He has not been here. So
right.
Our rules, in essence, is an automatic termination unless someone is fired or transferred prior to.
Right. And I know that's how Nellie told me that, and that's how, you know, that's where the thinking is from her perspective. And so the county is, I guess my only point is that the HR department, he's still on
staff as far as the HR goes. I don't think he's getting paid right now. But maybe that's totally irrelevant. It really doesn't matter. I guess ultimately the question is, could I bring him back for a transitionary period? Could I? He can be reinstated, technically. I just need council's approval on that. Any employee can be reinstated.
No. Mm.
I'm just saying technically.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, we need more than that, as you know, a transparent organization.
I'm not, given our rules, I'm not going to say it's reinstated. They can be rehired.
Whatever word you want to use.
I mean, I just tell you, when I hired Ms. Finnegan, she was actually actively employed by another council member here who had informed her she was not going to be seeking re-election. And even then, council had to vote her before she could do any work for me.
So whatever word is the appropriate word.
We are on the right track there, but we have to determine, because there is a break in time, what pay grade is he coming back at for this period of time.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have an attorney here. Or
I think they just went to get him.
Oh, okay. They may have flew the coop.
Should have. So I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, John. Okay. John first.
Thank you. First, for the record, we are discussing the appointment of a legislative aide for Councilmember Durham. I just want to put that on the record because we're not really making that explicit. The other thing that I would need, I want to make sure that we're complying with the rules of the council. So I've sent my aide to go find Mr. Migliori, since this really apparently devolves down to our rules and our personnel policies. So I think it's valuable to have at least, you know, some legal...
No, Ms. Hill, she's around too.
Someone to come in and talk about it. The question I would have, Councilmember Durham, is what kind of time frame would you want Lou to work for you? Is it, if we could approve a transitory appointment for you, like, what do you think?
Maybe just through the end of the year?
Through the end of the year.
Okay. I mean, I'm hoping to bring someone on fairly quickly.
Okay.
And Mr. Carter?
Yeah. I mean, I was party to when you were having a discussion of personnel. I would recommend getting something from them in writing to share with Michael to make sure it's in line with ours if we go in this direction. And of course, should you decide to go a different route, I'm going to be posting very soon. And you as well, Lisa, you're welcome to look at the posting if we want to do that together.
Councilman Smalley?
And just for clarification, you're talking about a transition. We don't have two aides at the same time on the payroll. So I don't know how what your mindset is on whether Lou would be here working, you hire someone else and they'd be on the payroll, and Lou would be working with them to transition. That's not provided for either. I mean, normally an aide comes in, they get hired.
Okay.
And Lord knows we have a wealth of knowledge, and I've never heard any aide not willing to help someone right. coming
and
in.
And I know he has stated he would be happy to do that on his own time.
No.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
You can't get the November and December on his own time. We could bring him as an intern.
I mean, I guess part of what my concerns are here, and I think I stated this prior to this, that we went through this with Betsy, and we had to make sure that there was no break in service, and we had to make sure that her pension wasn't started and that the paperwork wasn't started for them to know ahead of time that she was going to be staying while we hired somebody else. I mean, I too have hired two people from council, and the most important thing was that they did not have a break in service. Because that affected everything down the line. And you're correct that our rules say when that council person is gone, you're gone. 12 o'clock of the night of the election, you are done. No matter what paperwork has been started, it is over for you. So unless they're hired before 12 o'clock on election day, which has to be something that's worked out ahead of time, and HR has to understand that that's what's going on. That's part of our complicating factor. This is, because this is government, we are very much into the process. because I know outsiders don't believe this, sorry, but we get sued on a weekly basis.
And I'm certainly not trying to prompt a lawsuit.
Hey, you were next, you had your hand up. Or no.
Yeah.
Did you, I'd like to bring the two, Mr. McElroy, Ms. Hill, into the conversation. We were talking about Lou's, the possible rehire, or if he's still on Staten. Okay, you're shaking. Can you just tell me?
Lou has submitted official paperwork. His last day is the 6th. In addition to the fact that with the election, his last day would have been the 6th, regardless. There have been cases in the past where the newly elected council member has agreed to let the aide stay on until they can be officially voted on. That didn't happen in this case because Lou additionally submitted paperwork saying his last day with county council was the 6th. So regardless of whether he reneges on his pension, I don't know any of that information. That's between him and the pension office. Mm-hmm. But even if he wasn't retired, he resigned on the 6th. So it would be a rehire as far as I understand. He's not being paid any days past
November. Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It appears to me, from a little bit that I know and I'm aware of, is that Lou retired from this body. And whatever he's trying to do now, he certainly has a right to do that. But I think we're really complicating our personnel policies and procedures compared to what we've done historically. And as Councilwoman Kilpatrick has stated, the lawsuit that we did have, one of the lawsuits we had, resolved around this very issue. I think we have too many options, I suppose, to go into this with our eyes wide open to bring Lou in with all these questions not being resolved. As it relates to personnel, they tend to cherry pick when they want to include us and when they don't want to include us. So they find it very convenient in certain cases when we ask for their opinion or their input to get involved. In other cases, they do not. So my whole concern about this whole issue is fairness and consistency. And I just don't see how we can make this happen at this point. And I've had a personal experience when my aide, my former aide, submitted her resignation to HR, unbeknownst to me, until I brought someone else in. And then she tried to re-pull it, and she could not do that. So I think that this is too much of an unknown here, that someone who's retired, we're going to bring them back, whatever. The other part of that is the person comes back, and we're suggesting that the person comes back until the end of the year. Now we're going to discharge this person January or December 31st. So to discharge someone from this body takes a supermajority. So that would be a discharge. So I think there's too many unanswered questions here for me to feel comfortable going forward bringing this person back, rehire, or however we want to categorize that. I'm just not comfortable with that. I think we're bending too many rules.
You're right about the... They like us sometimes, and we all heard that a year ago.
Yeah. Subset.
Subset. Mr. Cordier.
I'm taking very seriously the advice of the Council of Council on the termination process, and our council member, senior council member, Pro Tem Penrose Hollins. And I would just say to you, Councilwoman Durham, that I understand the kind of concerns you have. I just would volunteer my aide, Dan Hagelberg, to help you in the interim until you can make a new hire. And maybe that would be the best way to proceed, the cleanest, easiest way. And I'm willing to assist you in any way with any constituent concerns of Randy Whitehunter that I could. And I think that would be a way where this body would feel comfortable and you'd get be able to get the aide that you want without a lot of other questions in the way.
Councilman Woods.
And the sentiments of John, I know I've made that offer too. My aide's available. We can help at any time until you find what's best for your office.
Thank you to you both. Thank you.
And just to qualify, Mike's not here, but my aide did reach out to you already on a God bless you note. See how you come with that one. So, yeah.
Just to assure you, all of your aides have been wonderful. When I was going through and wanted to do an open posting, Nellie was wonderful to me. She said they would find a way to cover. Fortunately, December, we're only getting part of the month, and it gives me a chance to get into it. So I've been
running up and down the halls for the next couple of days, pestering a lot of your aides. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I hopefully it won't last much longer than the first of the year.
That's fine. Very helpful. All right, anybody else? So I guess we go from here either.
Well, she can make a motion.
Up to her, she either makes, yeah, she
makes a motion.
Sorry,
I'm going to vote on it.
You can stay with the motion, get a second, and we vote on it, or whatever. It's up to you.
There's no need for a motion. Yes.
No need to be a motion. Okay. Well, thank you for everything. That's all we had.
Back to Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Going back to the discussion, which was about vacancies for boards and commissions, did anybody, I feel like we're switching hats. Yes, Mr. Cartier.
Just, I'm going to let people know that the Claymont Design Review Advisory Committee, everybody on that, except for one person on that Design Review Advisory Committee, their terms lapsed long ago. I intend to move forward working with the county executive. As you know,
I think
draft appointments are driven by the county executive. I have a new application in the process, but I want to try to work with the county executive and his team to really change the makeup of that. There'll be some reappointments, but mostly a lot of new people. So just to put that on the radar screen.
Thank you. Mr. Smiley.
Yeah, I just will say, I attended a planning board meeting. I think it was last week. Boy, thank God. It was the first meeting that Ms. Peterson was chairing, and it was different. I mean, very efficient. The pace was kept moving, and as she had told us in here when we talked about the rules and procedures and everything, that they were undergoing a rewrite, and she would attend those meetings prior to even going on the board. Well, I got to tell you, look around the table when she announced at the end of the meeting, okay, now you've been working on the rules, you got the rules committee, are you going to be ready at this meeting or this meeting to present to us to get it out ahead? And they were like, so it was like, okay, fine, you'll get them to the members and to land use a week ahead of time. We'll be ready to discuss them and move forward at the following meeting. I mean, just very, not to slight anyone else, but she definitely hit the ground running and did her homework, which I don't think any of us did not expect. But at the end of the meeting, I think the members of that board appreciated it too, because they were out there pretty early. So it was a good job. So I just wanted to share that.
Thank you for the update.
Come back and report and say.
All right. Anything else under other?
Went to the fourth.
Yeah. Public comment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. We're back at 3:00
for
shortly.